Welcome to the Kerncast, a World of Warcraft podcast with your host, Kern. Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 8 of the Kerncast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you enjoy these little visits as much as I do. I really enjoy chatting with you folks for a few minutes every week and letting you know what is on my mind in terms of the World of Warcraft, at least most of the time. So, let's see, what did I do this week? I didn't actually do a lot in terms of the alpha. The alpha servers have been down since, I want to say, Thursday or Friday, and I've been pretty busy doing other stuff, so I didn't really get a lot done on alpha, but I know that they're working hard to get Shadowmoon Valley, the Alliance starting experience, ready. So when the Alpha Realms come back up, I'm going to transfer Kern over and I'm going to have a great time figuring out what the hell it is I'm doing, and checking things out like the toy box, because, you know, on the pre-made character, I didn't have any toys. I got a lot of that junk on Kern. I've got the Dalaran titanium seal, you know, the coin you flip. I've got all kinds of stuff on Kern. So I'm really excited to see what the toy box will bring us in that sense. I'm expecting many, many, many more bag slots available than what I currently have, which is to say, like, oh, I don't know, 12, maybe 15 on a good day. Yeah. So not too much to report in terms of alpha stuff. That said, I took advantage this week of the gaze of the Black Prince. Basically, right now through to the end of the month, basically June 30th, there's a buff in effect that will double your rep gains with the Black Prince. It'll also increase the drop rates for the legendary things you collect. So what I was looking for in particular, like the Secrets of the Empire, Titan Runestones, all of that stuff, those drop more frequently, which is fan-freaking-tastic. I mean, excellent. Outstanding. So I decided to, you know, go through and try to, I guess, improve my my progress on the quest for the Legendary Cloak. I basically did a bunch of Alifar. I did the first two wings of Siege of Orgrimmar. I did the last two wings of Throne of Thunder. And I want to say I did another... No, I guess that's about it. And I got... I was at 11 Secrets of the Empire. And I got my 9. My 9 was out of, I want to say, 13 bosses, and then I actually did the back half, the last three bosses, I should say, of Throne of Thunder, once I'd already moved on to my next part of the quest. So, and I got 3 of 3 Titan Runestones, so that's pretty sweet. I know one is guaranteed off of Leishen every week, but even without that, the previous two bosses, Dark Animus and Primordius, I think, gave me their Titan Runestones, so yay! And then, because at one point earlier in the week, I'd been in the first wing of Siege and had missed Immersius, I got pulled in for Fallen Protectors. Why did people suck at that fight? Can someone please explain that to me, by the way? Because I don't get it. I always get pulled into a freaking first wing Siege where people have just wiped like 8 times on the Fallen Protectors. Maybe 8 is overstating it, but still. Anyhow, so I then went back and I queued up and I got into a fresh siege and I got Immersius, but he didn't give up a Titan Runestone. So I'm at 3 of 12 Runestones and I'm hoping to get them all next week. That would be so splendid. And then I can just, you know, move on with the quest and not worry too much about, you know, having to get my Legendary Cloak, because it wasn't really something I was desperate to do, but I've done so much to this point that I may as well. I was at about, I want to say 11,000 or so rep into revered with the Black Prince already. So with the buff to the rep, I took my my banner of coordination, you know, the epic banner you can just drop on the ground and it'll give you another 10 or 15 or 20% rep. I don't even know what it is. So I went out to the Isle of Thunder, threw that down, and 20 minutes later, I had another like 10,000 rep. So I hit Exalted, and I'm pretty pleased with that. So yay. That also gave me my 35th Exalted reputation. What else have I done? Right, so I got my meta gem, which is pretty sweet. I mean, I felt like I was lacking because I didn't have the meta gem, but now I've got it, and it's kind of neat. What cracks me up, though, is Anduin and Rathion talking to each other, and, like, I like Anduin. Okay, I've always liked Anduin. I liked him when he was, like, a little kid in Stormkeep, you know, talking to Bolvar and Lady Katrina Prestor, and, you know, I loved him. He was so cute, and I'm really a fan of his in Mists. He's growing up right before our eyes. Rathion, on the other hand, I still think of him as a black dragon whelp. And I used to kill those things for fun back in vanilla in my 30s in the Blasted Lands. Yeah. So if I had it my way, I would skin Rathion for, you know, his hide. But I seem to be forced to work with him, which is unfortunate. But anyway, at one point during the quest line, after I get the meta gem, Anduin's like, you know, I wouldn't be too quick to put that in your helm or whatever it is. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I totally get it. I am right there with you, buddy. But it's a pretty sweet meta, so I'm going to use it. So that's the whole legendary thing. Progress. Progress is good. Let's see. Oh, right. Yes, the mounts. In my ongoing quest, shall we say, to reach the 100 mount plateau, I've now reached 85 mounts, and I've done so by becoming exalted with the Order of the Cloud Serpents, and that was really easy. That took me less than 24 hours, and was super, super easy, mostly because of all of the eggs I was able to pick up, not on Timeless Isle, although I had a couple of those, but the eggs over on Westwind Isle, whatever, you know, the hub for the Cloud Serpents. So I got a lot of those, and I got the, at Revered, I got the boost for the rep. So it was really stupidly easy. On my first day, though, it was a bit upsetting, because there I was, and they're offering me all of these daily quests, and it's like, get this kind of fish. Like, okay, fishing, I can do fishing. I have 600 fishing. And they're like, heal these tiny cloud serpents or whatever it is with your first aid. I'm like, first aid? I have 600 first aid. Sweet. It's like, cook these fish for the cloud serpents who will then eat them. And I'm like, sweet, I'm a 600 cook. And then it dawned on me, oh, it's like using my secondary professions to help me, you know, give me more dailies and then more rep. And so it's really beneficial to do all of the ones that have to do with your secondary professions. And then they gave me one for archaeology. And I took it. And I took the daily the next day as well for archaeology. And as such, my archaeology is no longer 525, which is the cap for Cataclysm. It is now somewhere in the 550 range. Let me take a quick look. Professions. I'm actually looking this up right now. Archaeology, secondary skills. I'm at 558 of 600 in archaeology. And that is going to bother me. I was okay leaving it at 525. Honest, I was. 525 meant that I had done, you know, what I could to get to the max level in that expansion. And I was okay leaving it there. But now that it's not at the max level, of an old expansion or the current expansion, I now feel the need to go out and get the 42 points in archaeology that I'm missing. I'm not happy about this. The only good thing I think that comes of this is that I'm going to have every single profession at 600, which I think that's kind of an achievement. There is an achievement in the game for it. I don't know what it's called, but I guess I'll do that. But man, I do not miss archaeology. I really, really don't. So anyway, I'm going to be doing it for a little bit. Just a few dig sites in Pandaria, and then hopefully I'll just be done with it and never have to touch it again. So that's happening. Hooray. let's see. So yeah, I got to Exalted with the Order of the Cloud Serpent, so that's 36 reps. I haven't gone back and done any kind of questing for the Draenei or the Gnomes or any other Worgen. I don't even know. Can you get Worgen rep? You must be able to get Gilneas rep, right? Anyway, I haven't looked into any of that in the hopes of getting, you know, mounts. In fact, maybe they don't have mounts in Gilneas. I don't actually even know this. So, I haven't done any of that, so I'm only at 85 mounts. But, while waiting to get into my LFRs, I decided that I would wait patiently for our good friend, the Time Lost Proto Drake. When I had a free month, a free week back in December, I had logged into my Battle.net account, and under gifts, I had a free week. And I'm like, okay, why not? I'm not doing a whole lot right now. So on like, I think it was Christmas Eve, I signed up for my free week. I applied it to my account, and it lasted a week. And I spent a lot of that time hanging out in the Storm Peaks. When I resubbed, I also spent quite a bit of time out there in the Storm Peaks. I've killed Viragosa since December. I've probably killed Viragosa in excess of 30 times, probably more. I vendored a lot of the stuff. She always drops a random blue leather helm. I vendored a lot of them before I started keeping them as like trophies. so I just sort of waited patiently for the Time Lost Proto Drake. Didn't see him, didn't see Viragosa. I also, last week, spent some time running around Uldum looking for the camel figurines in the hopes of getting the camel hoarder title and the camel mount. Because I do like the camel mounts, the ones you can buy from Ramkahen. They're pretty snazzy. I do enjoy them. But the camel hoarder title is kind of fun. And that, I was reminded of that, because on Alpha, when you make a pre-made character, that's like the default title you get. So while on Alpha, it's kind of lame to have it, on Live, it's less lame. And I kind of want it. So, we'll see how that goes. I don't really have the patience to run around, Uldum forever looking for, you know, a camel figurine. But, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Something else I'm trying to do is I'm trying to rep up my mage with the August Celestials. My mage is level 85, and I want him to be able to make, he's my tailor, right? I want him to be able to make the new big bag, the Imperial Silk Bag or whatever, because he's out there in the Silken Fields doing his cooldown every single day, and I can't really make a whole lot with the Imperial Silk yet. So, I'm trying to wrap him up with the August Celestials. And how do you do that when he's at level 85? Well, you go out and you kill Warbringers and War Scouts, and you hope that they drop August Celestial rep tokens that you can then mail to any character on your account. So, he's currently almost revered with them, and I think he has to get to Exalted. Maybe just revered, but probably Exalted, knowing my luck. And then I'll be able to actually make bags, which would be really nice. In terms of other stuff, I think, I'm not sure, but I think that Kern has finally learned all of the leatherworking patterns that there are to learn from doing the daily cooldowns for the Magnificent Hide and the Hardened Magnificent Hide, because I didn't learn any new patterns today when I did those cooldowns, so that would be great. And I think, I'm also not sure of this, I think my paladin, who's my jewel crafter, has finally learned all of the jewel crafting recipes you can get from the daily cooldowns. So that would be great. I definitely need to double check this sort of thing. But I would be really, really, really pleased if that were the case. I know that my blacksmith and engineer has learned everything he can learn from his cooldowns. So that's great. And then the tailor, obviously, that's just going to be a long process. He's still out in the Silken Fields learning a new recipe every single day. But it's like all PvP cloth, and I don't really care about PvP cloth. But anyway, that's what he's doing. Let's see. Finally, this is hopefully the last episode of the Kerncast that is hosted here at my blog at Kern's Corner. What I've been working on for the last few days is revamping my kern.info site because I'm in the process of switching web hosts. I'm moving from Dreamhost, which is terrible, over to Bluehost, which I hear is much better. And I've paid for a year of Bluehost because I can't deal with Dreamhost anymore. Like, half my sites were down the other day. They gave me some, like, really vague reason, and I'm like, no, that's not acceptable. So, I'm gonna be moving all of my sites over to Bluehost, and I've got a lot of sites, over the next couple of months, because it's really gonna take me that long, given my busyness in life, really. I'm hoping to finish updating the kern.info site before I even change it on at my domain registrar. So right now it's still pointing to Dreamhost, but eventually, hopefully this week, it'll start pointing over to Bluehost, and then hopefully the Kerncast will be at its new home, which I anticipate to be kern.info/Kerncast. So yeah, that's the plan. I'm not sure if I'll have enough time to do that this week, but that's the plan, and I really hope that that at that point I'll be able to get things going in terms of Stitcher and iTunes and all that stuff. I know it's going to take a little while for people to pick up the feed, but hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. That would be nice. Anyway, I have talked for quite enough time, I think. Please let me know what you're thinking. What are you up to in WoW these days? Are you even playing WoW? Have you abandoned WoW and gone over to WildStar? I tried to get into WildStar. I wasn't really into it, but I haven't like actually bought the game. I just had an open beta weekend. What about the Steam sale? WoW. Not an amazing amount of games thus far, but it's only like day 5. I've already bought Mr. Spelunky, I think it's called, and I bought something else, The Stanley Parable, which had me laughing my ass off at like 2 o'clock in the morning the other day when I tried it out. It's like, at the end of this passage, Stanley would die a hideous, hideous death or something like that. And so I'm like, okay, so I'm not going to go down that way. So I went back the way I came. And then the narrator's like, Stanley wisely decided to not go down the deep, dark hallway or something like that. Anyway, I was really amused. Anyhow, I hope that you guys are having an awesome day. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I hope to see you next week, hopefully at our new address. Stay in touch with me on Twitter at Kernmog, at KURNMOGH. That is where all of the updates will take place for sure. All right, so thanks so much for listening, and I will catch you next week. You've been listening to The Kerncast, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Kern, copyright 2014. Thank you so much for listening.